Amman, Jordan. Three bombings targeted Western hotels in the Jordanian capital on Wednesday, November 9th. Upwards of 60 people, mainly Jordanians, were killed in the attacks, while over 120 people have already been arrested in connection with the bombings, mainly Iraqis. While Jordanian authorities have paraded internationally a captured female suicide bomber, Sajida Mubarak al-Rashawi, who comes from the Iraqi city of Ramadi, is the sister of a slain lieutenant of al-Zarqawi of Al-Qaeda in Iraq. Al-Qaeda in Iraq has reportedly claimed responsibility for the attacks, which have resulted in major demonstrations in Amman protesting the attacks and the ongoing occupation of Iraq. To date, an estimated 400,000 Iraqi refugees have fled the ongoing U.S. occupation of Iraq to neighboring Jordan, where the majority live in the capital. Many in Jordan are drawing the links between the ongoing occupation in Iraq, the recent suicide bombings in Jordan, and the growing political instability throughout the region. In reaction to the bombings, the Jordanian parliament is currently debating a series of laws which would allow any suspect to be held for questioning by Jordanian authorities indefinitely, while proposing that penalties be imposed on, quote, those who would expose the lives and properties of citizens to danger inside and outside of the country, according to government officials. In the wake of the Amman bombings, international condemnation, and street demonstrations in the Jordanian capital, many questions regarding the nature of the bombings and the alleged Iraqi perpetrators remain unclear. I had the opportunity to speak with Ula Ferawati, correspondent for Free Speech Radio News and Radio France International in Amman. Maybe can you just give us a brief overview of what has been happening in Amman? We are reading about rallies taking place across the country against the attacks last week. Can you maybe just talk about those rallies and then also just the general sentiment on the bombings?
Well, it's a public anger against what happened in Amman. This is the first time that Jordan becomes target of such attacks. We keep hearing news about people getting arrested and terror cells dismantled for attempting to do some terror actions in Amman. But this is the first time that it happens for real. Jordanians feel quite upset that the terror has managed to infiltrate the country, and they're rallying in the streets. They have been rallying in the streets since Wednesday when the attacks took place. The sentiment is very high against terror, and many people are calling for an end to occupation in nearby Palestine and Iraq so that terror does not have any place to grow up in the Arab world.
Now in Amman, where you're joining us on the line from, it is estimated that upwards of 400,000 Iraqi refugees are living now in the capital of Jordan. And these are refugees, of course, from the U.S.-led occupation and invasion of Iraq. Can you maybe speak about this fact, these refugees? What significance do they play in terms of Jordanian politics today and in context of the attacks that happened last week, given that the bombers were Iraqi?
Official numbers, the number of Iraqi refugees in Jordan at half a million refugees. The borders, the king asked the government a few months ago to open the borders entirely, basically, for Iraqi refugees who want to flee the American occupation and the terror and the chaos in Iraq. And Jordan has been then a place where Iraqis prefer to live. Most of them are wealthy Iraqis who came here and bought properties and contribute to the economic cycle of the country. Jordanians felt okay with the presence of Iraqi what we call brothers, usually, in Jordan. The sentiment after the attacks was not actually against Iraqis, but was actually against the U.S. Many here feel that, especially that the suicide bombers, the three men and the woman who was arrested 2 days ago were not actually refugees. They were, just came from Iraq with the aim of detonating these bombs and explosives. Well, the sentiment here is not against Iraqis. The king himself said clearly that Iraqis are not a target and asked all Jordanians to treat them normally, basically, and warned that any bad treatment of Iraqis will be also treated by the government. But the sentiment is against the U.S. and how much Iraq is exporting terror to its neighbors.
Mm-hmm. Now, in terms of Jordan, throughout this so-called war on terror, Jordan has been relatively quiet on one front or on one border. There is the ongoing occupation of Palestine, and on one other border, the occupation of Iraq. Mm-hmm. Let's say a country in between two disaster zones, two hot zones. So maybe can you talk about the significance of these events in the context of the region? You talked about the exporting of terror from Iraq in the context of the U.S. occupation. Can you expand on this?
When we talk about the occupation of Iraq, we notice that Iraq is very chaotic. Violence has ripped off the country. And it's not only that Iraq is being targeted by violence and terror actions, it's also countries around it, and basically Jordan. Now, the attackers, the three suicide bombers and the woman came from Iraq. The bombs were smuggled from Iraq. And this is why people here feel quite upset at the fact that America came to clamp down basically on the Saddam Hussein regime. I have to say clearly and simply that Jordan was safer when the Saddam Hussein regime was in place and not when the whatever regime we have in Iraq now is in place.
And one final question. Can you maybe describe for us the scene in Jordan today? Yesterday there was massive demonstrations. It's the morning here now in Canada. What has been happening in the last hours?
In relation to the attacks, the situation is quite quiet now at this point. Nothing has been announced by the government, and we only know that this woman is being questioned by the authorities. So what makes us feel bad about the attacks is that it made our streets quite empty. The malls are completely empty from shoppers, and the streets are empty. So it's a gloomy day for Jordanian, the way the previous days have been.
You have been listening to an interview with Ulla Farawati, correspondent for Free Speech Radio News and Radio France International from Amman, Jordan, who spoke on the recent bombing attacks in the Jordanian capital, which took the lives of upwards of 60 people, mainly Jordanians. Jordanian authorities have paraded internationally a captured female suicide bomber, Sajida Mubarak al-Rashawi, who comes from the Iraqi city of Ramadi, is the sister of a slain lieutenant of al-Zarqawi of Al-Qaeda in Iraq. Al-Qaeda in Iraq has reportedly claimed responsibility for the attacks, which have resulted in major demonstrations in Amman protesting the attacks and the ongoing occupation of Iraq. To date, an estimated 400,000 Iraqi refugees have fled the ongoing U.S. occupation of Iraq to neighboring Jordan, where the majority live in the capital. Many in Jordan are drawing the links between the ongoing occupation in Iraq, the recent suicide bombings in Jordan, and the growing political instability throughout the region. In reaction to the bombings, the Jordanian parliament is currently debating a series of laws which would allow any suspect to be held for questioning by Jordanian authorities indefinitely, while proposing that penalties be imposed on, quote, those who would expose the lives and properties of citizens to danger inside and outside of the country, according to government officials. In the wake of the Amman bombings, international condemnation, and street demonstrations in the Jordanian capital, many questions regarding the nature of the bombings and the alleged Iraqi perpetrators remain unclear. For more information on Jordan, visit the country's English daily, the Jordan Times, online at jordantimes.com. That's www.jordantimes.com. For more information and analysis on the ongoing U.S. occupation of Iraq, visit electronicirock.net. That's www.electronicirock.net. This interview was recorded and produced for CKUT Radio in Montreal by Stéphane Christophe.